see this profoundly difficult test that Abraham endures. After all of his life waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise of having an heir, God now asks him to return that heir to him. Cannot imagine the sorrow of his heart during all of these things. But what we see is that God asks Abraham to do something in action, but not actually to do it. And yet God has been prepared to actually do what he has asked Abraham to do, to offer his only begotten son for the redemption of the world. We see echoes when the wood is laid on the shoulder of the son. We see Jesus receiving the cross and the wood being laid across his shoulders, going to the hilltop in order to die. Whatever it was in Abraham's heart, the choosing in will to begin the action and the restraining of him by the messenger of God who tells him, stop, stop. We see that Abraham's prophetic words that God will indeed provide the sacrifice. One may presume that it is fulfilled in the ram that is seen with its horns caught in the thicket. But you and I both know that it's not fulfilled in the ram, but fulfilled in the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You may look at the story and you may say, God is brutal. Look what he is asking of Abraham. We know childhood wounds, right? How desperately did Abraham hold Isaac to himself to make sure that his son knew that he loved him following this? You know, you can see Isaac in his 30s going, man, that one day that dad took me up on the hill, tried killing me, man, I still got wounds from that, right? But God is willing to do what he did not ask Abraham to do. I think it's very important that we understand that there is no part of your life, no suffering that you are enduring, that God is not in solidarity with you. All that you are, all that you are enduring, he is in perfect solidarity with you. Questions that normally come up when we are suffering. Does he not know? Does he not understand? Does he not see me? Yes, he does. And he is with you. We said that in the gospel today with Jesus. Jesus forgiving sins of the paralytic, taking to himself his sins so that he might be forgiven, knowing that he will take those sins to the cross and bear them. All that you are, my brothers and sisters, all that you are, all that you endure, the God that loves you is in solidarity with you. He is there with you in all. Amen.